Are we sheep or are we goats? This is the question that is implied in the gospel today. And it's fitting we have this question in front of us today, because today is the end of the church year. Next week we start Advent. But on the end of the church year, just like the end of a calendar year, New Year's Eve, we stop. We reflect on the past year. Sometimes on joys, sometimes sorrows. But then we set resolutions to go forward on how we're going to improve. And so the church asks us to do that today. We see Jesus in his glory. At the end of time, time ceases to exist. He's got all of the nations of the world arrayed before him. He's going to pass judgment on them. And if you think about it, you might think, well, what about the people that didn't hear the good news? What about the people that didn't know about Jesus? But if you jump forward to the end of Matthew's gospel, the very end of this gospel, when Jesus is ready to ascend into heaven, he has all of his disciples before him, and disciples is a much larger group than the apostles. And he says to them, last thing he says to them is, go therefore, make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them all that I have commanded you, and I will be with you forever. So you see, it's our responsibility to make sure that everyone hears the good news. The story of Jesus Christ, our God, who humbled himself to come to this earth as a baby, a little tiny baby in a little podunk town called Bethlehem. He was born in a manger. He was born to an incredibly poor family. He lived in an occupied land. This was that man, that God, that healed people no one thought could be healed, or maybe didn't even think should be healed. He was the man that showed mercy to people that no one felt deserved mercy. He was also the man who fed thousands of people when no one thought it was possible. And so it's right that we come to this story that we hear today, with Jesus judging the world, to look on our lives and see how much we are disciples of Jesus Christ. Because to be a disciple is to be a student. It's to sit at the foot of the master, learn from him, and to be like him. And our church is giving us a set of readings, if you will, just to evaluate where we are. 3 weeks ago, in a rare quirk of the calendar, we had the Feast of All Saints on a Sunday. It's not a normal occurrence. But what we heard were the Beatitudes. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Blessed are the merciful. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness. We're told how to live. This is the roadmap for being a disciple, right? This is what we need to do. The next Sunday, we heard the story of the 10 virgins with their lamps. And the moral of that story is, be prepared. Be prepared, because you can't know. Jesus could come right now. He could come in 10,000 years. But you have to be prepared on that day. So you need to be a disciple today, right here, right now. And last Sunday, we heard the story of the parable of the talents. And we heard about God giving gifts to his people. Gifts to his people that are up to their abilities. We call them charisms, that allow us to bring people into the church subject to our abilities, and we're expected to do that. We're We're not expected to bury those in the ground. We need to use them for the growth of the church. And that brings us to this Sunday. Jesus is standing in all of his glory at the end of time, judging the living and the dead. He's got all nations arrayed in front of him, and he separates them, sheep to the right, goats to the left. He says to the sheep, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Because when I was hungry, you gave me food. When I was thirsty, you gave me drink. A stranger, and you welcomed me. Naked, and you clothed me. Ill, and you cared for me. In prison, you visited me." 6 of the 7 corporal works of mercy. And you see how similar they are to the Beatitudes. And then the righteous, right? The people that are going to go and spend eternity with God turn to Jesus and go, "When did we do that?" And that statement struck me. I just went, that makes no sense. They should know how amazing their lives have been. But the reality is they had become true disciples of Jesus. They weren't giving money to someone that was less than them. They weren't helping the poor and the needy like they were some other person. They had become one with them. Because that's what our Jesus asks us to do. Live in solidarity with the poor, the marginalized, the people that society has forgotten about. And so for them, what they were doing was nothing special. It's just living life. I suspect if we asked St. Teresa of Calcutta this question, she would answer the same way. I was just doing what I needed to do. They don't see themselves as special. And so as St. Paul would say, when I am weak, that's when I'm strong. When I surrender myself and I just let God take care of it, that's when I'm strong. Not when I'm strong, proud, arrogant, and so sure of myself. So today, at the end of the church year, we're asked to evaluate our lives as disciples. Are we sheep or are we goats? Are we weak? Or are we strong? This is the question we're asked. And it's a question of life and death. It's a question of heaven or hell.